Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you have been with us, and I say this all the time, for every single day that we have been hearing Derek Prince teach on 12 steps to a good year. We started it on Christmas Day, continuing it through the end of this week. It has just been a marvelous journey as we've looked at the principles, really the whole teaching built around the let us statements of the book of Hebrews. We've talked about let us fear, let us be diligent, let us hold fast the confession of our faith, let us draw near to the throne of grace. And just all of these wonderful statements out of the book of Hebrews. And today, I consider this to be one of the most important of all. And I know you can't really rate the exhortations of God, but this one is, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Now, I could approach that from the standpoint that God obviously loves praise. He ordains it. He calls for it. He thrives in it. But the other thing is that the Bible tells us that praise destroys the work of the enemy. Praise creates a channel through which God operates and blesses our lives. I mean, this is a transforming experience. So let's really pay attention. I hope you have, you're taking notes. I hope you have something to write with and you have an ability, some way to rehearse these truths, because they're just so vital for our lives. Again, if you've missed any of this, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. But for now, let's cut to the chase and listen as Derek talks about continually offering up a sacrifice of praise.
Let me review briefly something about resolutions that I said at the beginning of this series. I said that resolutions determine attitudes. Attitudes determine approach, and approach determines outcome. I'll repeat that just once. Resolutions determine attitudes. Attitudes determine approach, and approach determines outcome. Now, my purpose in going through these scriptural New Year resolutions with you has been to produce in you an attitude and an outlook that will carry you through to a successful outcome when this year ends. In other words, it'll be a good year. The last two Let Us resolutions that we looked at were the following. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. That one is, let us show gratitude, and it's connected with the way in which we're able to serve a holy God. The next one was, in Hebrews 13:13, hence let us go out to him, that's Jesus, outside the camp, bearing his reproach. That resolution is, let's be willing to be identified with Jesus and his cross. Let's not try to be Christians and avoid the reproach of the cross. The attitude of the world to Jesus, sooner or later, is going to be reflected in its attitude to us. The cross brings release from two related forms of slavery. The first, pleasing self. The second, pleasing the world. The only way of escape from those two slaveries is through the cross. And last, yesterday I quoted to you the words of James that if we want to be friends of this world, we become the enemies of God. We've got to accept the principle of the cross in our personal lives. Today we're going to look at the 12th and the final resolution. It's found in Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through him, that's Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. So that's the final resolution. To me, it's very appropriate and very beautiful. Let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. I think it's so good that the final resolution is something that we're to go on doing. Are you going to go on doing that all through this year, continually offering up a sacrifice of praise to God? It's going to make all the difference to what the year holds for you. This final step of offering up a sacrifice of praise to God is related in a direct and practical way with the two previous steps, which were, let us show gratitude and let us go out to him outside the gate. You see, gratitude naturally leads to praise. There's so many passages in the Bible where it relates thanksgiving with praise. One of the most beautiful is Psalm 100, verse 4, where it says about coming to God, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The first step in access to God is thanksgiving. The second step is praise. Thanksgiving leads to praise. It finds expression in praise. It flows out in praise. And then the step just before this one, let us go out to him outside the camp. Let us be identified with the cross of Jesus. Let us not try just to follow Jesus without accepting the reproach of his cross. Brings us, as I've said already, release from the two slaveries of pleasing self and pleasing the world. And that again is directly related to offering the sacrifice of praise. You might not see it at first, but there are two hindrances to spontaneous, free-flowing praise in our lives. They are love of self and love of the world. As long as our affections are centered in ourselves or in the world, we're not really free to praise God. But the cross removes these two hindrances and sets us free to praise God. And then we're no longer affected by what happens to ourselves. We're not affected by our own moods, by our problems, by apparent adversity. We're no longer affected by what goes on in the world around us. You know, sometimes we sit and listen to the news, and we get up afterwards and we think, well, the situation's pretty bad. Problems, disasters, crime, immorality. But you see, we're not living in this world. The world doesn't dominate us. It doesn't dominate our thinking. We're in the world, but not of the world. And when we're released from that slavery to the world, when the world doesn't control our thinking and our motivation, when we've been liberated by the cross in that inner attitude toward the world, then there's nothing left to hinder our praise.
You know, I am moved by the fact that God put at the end of these 12 let us statements, not let us, but let us statements from the book of Hebrews, that the last one is offering up a sacrifice of praise. Because once you get to number 12, you have so much to be thankful for, so much gratitude to offer to the Lord. Listen, there's also so much more wonderful material to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever, if you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Let me quote something that Derek said in our last teaching. This will show you how powerful this is. As long as our affections are centered in ourselves or in the world, we are not really free to praise God. But the cross removes these two hindrances and sets us free to praise the living God. Powerful stuff. Let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about 12 steps to a good, I would say, a great year.
We don't praise God just when things are going right in the world. We don't praise God just when things are going right with ourselves. But we praise God because He's worthy to be praised. Our liberated spirit isn't entangled with self-love and the love of the world. There's a tremendous mystery of the liberty that comes through being identified with the cross of Jesus. You see, praise is something that's very significant. You find out a lot about a person when you study how much praising they do. You find out really which kind of life they're living in. Are they still the slave of the old man, or have they entered into the resurrected life of the new man? There's one thing about the old man, he's a grumbler. Anytime you hear a person grumbling, you know that's the old man speaking. But the new man is a praiser. So which is it in you? Is it the old man that speaks, or is it the new man that praises? Is it the old man that says, I can't take this any longer, things are getting too bad, nobody treats me right, I don't know what's wrong with the world? Or is it the new man that says, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I'm free, I'm a child of God, heaven is my home, God loves me? Which is your attitude? Let me remind you of a sentence from Proverbs that I quoted earlier in this series. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. There's two things that come out of the tongue, death, life. If you grumble, if you're negative, if you're pessimistic, if you're self-centered, your tongue will bring forth death. But if you're liberated from all that and you're walking in the praise of God and the worship of God, your tongue will bring forth life. And whatever your tongue brings forth, whatever fruit it brings forth, whether it's sweet or whether it's bitter, you're going to eat that fruit. I want to go back for a moment to that verse in Hebrews 13:15 and just bring out one more important point. The writer says, through him, Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. One very significant word there is the word sacrifice. Praise is a sacrifice. And a sacrifice, according to the principles of Scripture, requires a death. Nothing was ever offered to God that hadn't passed through death. And so the sacrifice of praise requires, as I've already said, the death of the old man. The old man can't really praise God as God deserves to be praised. There has to be a death. And then again, a sacrifice costs something, and praise is costly. Let me put it this way. We need to praise God most when we least feel like it. Praise does not depend on our feelings. It's a sacrifice of our spirit. I want to just give you the example of David for a moment in closing this talk. Psalm 34, the introduction and the first three verses. The introduction says, a psalm of David when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. At this time, David was a fugitive from his own country. The king, Saul, was trying to kill him. He had to leave his own country and his familiar surroundings. He went to the court of a Gentile king for refuge, but Abimelech, the king, suspected him of being an enemy, and in order to save his life, he had to feign madness. And it says in the historical book that he scrabbled on the door and he slobbered on his beard. That was his situation. What was his reaction? Listen to the first three verses of this psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Isn't that marvelous? Right there in such a terrible situation, with his life hanging in the balance and the shame of having to feign madness, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's the sacrifice of praise. He says, I'm going to go on boasting in the Lord. There's nothing else I can boast in right now, but I can boast in the Lord. He says, the humble will hear it and rejoice. And then he goes on, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I want to tell you, praise is infectious. If you learn to praise God that way, others will join you. But grumbling is infectious too. If you grumble, you'll get fellow grumblers. So learn to offer that sacrifice of praise to God continually.
You know, this powerful teaching on praise, this powerful teaching on worshiping God and praising God, I believe gives us a key for our new year. I don't know about you, but as I face the 12 months of a new year, there's a certain amount of taunting the enemy does. There's a certain amount of fear. It's not that anything horrible is facing me. It's just, wow, another year. You know, on the one hand, I feel great victory and eager to move forward. On the other hand, you know, you think about the negatives. You think about the downside. You think about the things that might happen that are not that great. You know, Psalm 8 tells us something about the praise that Derek has been teaching us about. It says in verse 2, and I'm reading from the New International Version, it says, from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. And listen to this next verse. Because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. You know, that taunting voice that we all know that comes in the night seasons, that comes in the moment of fear and doubting. Really, it's praise of God that I believe silences the foe and just says, in essence, without us having to say it directly, shut up, enemy, shut up, foe. Your voice should be silenced. I'm going to praise the living God. I'm going to continually praise him, continually offer glory to him. And you know, I know that sometimes it's hard for us to get into this routine, but I have an iPod and I just simply put worship music, really good, just fantastically written worship music on my iPod. And as I work out or sometimes in the morning, just in my office, I just worship with it. I got to tell you, that praise, that worship, it's not just that it sets me emotionally right, but I believe it silenced the mouth of the enemy. It puts me in right alignment with God, so to speak, and it changes something. It changes the spiritual dynamics of my life. Listen, there's so much more wonderful truth from God's Word to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever, if you maintain a positive, Word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and with me in the studio today, again, as he has been for the last week and a half or so, is David Holland, one of the producers of the show and also one of my good friends. Dave, again, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good to see you. We've got to keep meeting like this.
I think we will. You know, I asked you yesterday to think about this whole issue of the tithe and giving to ministries like Derek Prince Ministries. You know, I was taught that the tithe went to the church. And that gifts like this are above and beyond. Now, is that what we're encouraging? Because, you know, if we're talking to Christians who are attending churches, we're not trying to take anything from their church. So help us straighten that out.
That's exactly right. We want people to keep their tithe right there where they're being fed, where they're involved in their local church. If you're between churches right now, that's a little different matter. If you're between churches, we would encourage you to pray and be led and find a local body to get planted with and connected with. But that tithe, that 10% belongs to the local church. But we're also encouraged by the Word to give offerings over and above. And we certainly would want to encourage people to prayerfully consider if this ministry is a blessing to you. If you've caught a glimpse of the vision for this ministry and what it's doing around the world, that you would consider directing some of your offerings this direction. We know they'll be blessed, that they will be used prudently, and they'll bear fruit, that seed planted in good soil will bear some amazing fruit. We hear praise reports every week from people who bear witness to the fact that this ministry is actually really, really touching them.
Well, let me ask, even though it's not quite on the subject, how do people give prayer and praise feedback or testimony feedback? I mean, if I'm driving around and I suddenly hear the Derek Prince Legacy Radio and it touches my life, how would I let you know that that's happened? And how can people channel that information back to us?
Well, obviously, one of the most convenient ways is online. If you somebody's in the car right now, it's difficult to remember a post office box or a phone number, but you can remember to go to derekprince.org. It's easy to file that away in your memory, and then when you hit the home or the office, you know, go online and throw us an email. Love to hear those praise reports and your prayer requests as well. But also, if you have time, if you have pencil and paper handy, you can write down an address. I'd love to give you the address that will allow you to write this ministry. It just, there's something about a letter. There's something about the time and the hands-on effort that's taken to craft a note that is just extra special, and I think there's power in it. So if you have pencil and paper handy, write down this address. Derek Prince Ministries, P.O. Box 19501, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. I'll give that to you again. That's DPM, P.O. Box 19501, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. We would really, really love to hear from you. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, if you have a testimony to share, a praise report, or if you have a prayer request, there's a team of trained prayer partner folks associated with the ministry who will lift your prayer request personally and discreetly to the Father. They'll pray the word over your request, and it will consider it an honor to do so. Just write us and let us hear from you.
Now, Dave, let's make sure that our listeners know what we're trying to accomplish here. When they give to Derek Prince Ministries, the focus, the real core focus of Derek Prince Ministries right now really is this Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I mean, there are other things happening in the world. There are offices all over the world. But because Derek Prince was a teacher, and we believe the mission right now is to get his teaching into the nations of the world, what they're giving to is really not just keeping this current radio program going, but they're actually funding the expansion of this into the nations of the world, into other markets, so that, for example, if the show's being heard in Washington, D.C., people can be funding it as it goes into other cities of the nation, other nations of the world. That's really what we're trying to fund here. It's not mansions and Learjets. It's about expanding the reach of the gospel.
That's exactly right. There's no empire to be built here. There's just reach that we need this voice to have, and we're funding that, and we need your help to do so. There are cities, there are markets, there are places where this program needs to be heard. We know in our knower that it needs to be heard in those places, and we're looking for people who will partner with us, who God will speak to, and they'll join us in making that happen.
Dave, it's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
Listen, I want to really urge all of you to listen tomorrow, because Derek is going to wrap up this entire series called 12 Steps to a Good Year. And I'm not just saying this because I host this show. I really believe that 2007 can be something special for us, but a lot of that's in our own hands. You know, it's not like the year changes from 06 to 07, and some folks are going to have a good year and some folks aren't, and that's just the way it is. I really believe that it's sort of like the story of the wise man. Maybe you've heard it. A little boy comes up to a wise man. He says, I've got a bird in my hand, and since you're a wise man, can you tell me, is it alive or is it dead? Well, the wise man knows that if he says that the bird is alive, the boy is going to squeeze it and kill it. And if he says that the bird is dead, the boy is, of course, going to leave the bird alive. And so, in other words, the wise man knows there's no right answer to the question. And so he says, young man, it's in your hands. Well, that really is the answer for many of us. How 2007 goes is in our hands so far as we obey God's word, apply God's word, and fashion, so to speak, a year under the hand of God that really is the best year of our entire lives. I'm convinced that this can be your best year ever, a year of destiny. If you've missed anything that we've been talking about then, DerekPrince.org, as Dave said, is the place to go. Now, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow for the big wrap-up as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own proclamation card outlining Derek's 12 steps to a good year featured during this week's series. It's our special gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. The call and the proclamation card are both free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.